The Walton Family Foundation announced yesterday that it will invest $49.5 million over the next 3 years in Teach for America, a national nonprofit that focuses on equal opportunity in education. Half of the investment will assist the nonprofit's efforts to double the number of its Teaching Corps members and support its alumni network. The other half will support training and development processes for more than 5,000 teachers in regions marked by the foundation as priority investment regions. These regions, namely Washington, D.C., Albany, New York, Denver, Colorado, Los Angeles, California, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and New Orleans, Louisiana, were selected by the Walton Family Foundation in 2009 to demonstrate that parental choice can lead to serious reformation in the education system and better academic performance for all students. The recent announcement about the foundation's partnership with Teach for America includes all priority investment regions except Albany and a seventh region, the Arkansas and Mississippi Delta. Kathy Smith is the Senior Program Officer for the Arkansas Education Reform Initiative with the Walton Family Foundation. She says the total investment in the seven regions amounts to about $24.47 million, more than one-fifth of which will go toward education reform initiatives in the Arkansas and Mississippi Delta.
And it's an award of up to $5.65 million over a three-year period for the Arkansas-Mississippi Delta, the placement of teachers for that area, which would be 1,580 teachers over that three-year period.
According to Kathy, the Walton Family Foundation has a long history of investing in economic and community advancement initiatives in the Delta region. The nonprofit saw a need to address several challenges the region faces in the field of education.
Well, many of our Delta schools are very rural and isolated, and so often it's hard to attract teachers into those areas, again, specifically in those hard-to-fill teaching areas, often at secondary level, some of the specialty areas. It's very hard to fill those positions.
Katie Rerick is the Managing Director of Growth Strategy and Development for Teach for America in the Delta region. According to her, the organization consists of outstanding college graduates who commit to teach for 2 years in urban or rural public schools and become lifelong leaders in expanding educational opportunities.
This fall, we recruited and admitted and have a total of 9,300 core members teaching throughout 43 regions across the country. And we have about 24,000 Teach for America alumni continuing to work in education across the United States, and many of them work in education and some work outside the field of education also to help improve education equality throughout the country.
The nonprofit Teach for America was founded in 1990 and was launched in the Arkansas-Mississippi Delta region in 1991. It has partnered with the Walton Family Foundation in the region since 1993. Katie says the relationship between the two nonprofits has strengthened over the years due to the similarities in their vision for the nation's education system.
Our relationship, our executive director, Ron Ehrenberg, has a fantastic relationship with the Walton Family Foundation. And I think that they see eye to eye on a lot of educational issues, and they see us as a leadership pipeline throughout the Mississippi Delta. And I think that excites them. The people that we bring in and the fact that our teachers are highly qualified and the fact that we have so many leaders throughout the communities and in the educational system.
Teach for America currently partners with 57 school districts in the Delta region. The program targets low-performing schools to overcome different challenges faced by their students and close the achievement gap. This year, its 540 core members will teach approximately 45,000 students in the area. The $5.65 million will be used for recruiting and training Teaching Corps members.
So this money is really to help our whole, what we call our program continuum. That includes recruiting the right people, then our selection process, which involves several fairly intense interviews. And then once they actually accept, they get into Teach for America and they accept our offer, then there's intensive training over the summer that happened at one of our institutes throughout the country. And in fact, we have one of those institutes located in the Mississippi Delta at DSU, Delta State University in Cleveland, Mississippi. And then after they're done with their intense training, they have ongoing professional development during their 2 years as a teacher in a classroom from Teach for America staff that specialize in teacher leadership and teacher professional development.
Earlier this year, the Arkansas State Legislature passed a teacher licensure bill that allows Teach for America core members to be licensed automatically as teachers in the state once their two-year contracts are over. Kathy from the Walton Family Foundation calls this a positive development.
We think that that's going to encourage more of these teachers to remain in Arkansas and teach in those areas where they're most needed.
Kathy hopes the Walton Family Foundation investment will address a number of goals in terms of educational reforms in the Arkansas-Mississippi Delta region.
Well, we hope to address the need that particularly Delta schools have in terms of staffing those hard-to-fill teaching areas to provide those Teach for America teachers. And also, over time, we have found that these teachers perform very well in terms of student outcomes, student performance. And then also, we have a number of teachers that remain in the Delta and work there after their commitment ends. So they become long-term teachers.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mudholkar.